Now, D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Oh, it's Dan, the Duz mailman.
Hi, Mr. Collier.
Hi.
Look at the big stack of Duz letters that just came in.
Oh, swell, Dan.
Golly, folks all over the country seem to be finding out this soap does everything.
Sure, Duz does best. This new kind of soap really does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and greater safety for colors.
And that ain't all Duz does. Take a look at this postal card here from Bellevue, Michigan.
Oh, what's Duz in Michigan, Dan?
Well, this Mrs. Grace Russell says she likes Duz so much on wash day, she's even got her brother using it.
Her brother?
Yep. He lathers up his beard with Duz when he shaves. It's Duz for his fun.
How do you like that? Say, listen to this letter from Cambridge, Massachusetts, from Mrs. Mary Busby. She says, I wouldn't think of using anything but Duz on my family wash, and I wash for 10 people. But Duz makes it easy. Our towels come out snow white, the work clothes so clean, and the colored rayons so pretty. I wouldn't be without Duz for any money. Well, folks, Mrs. Busby is right about Duz. Why, no soap gets towels whiter or work clothes cleaner. Yet your colored rayon undies get extra safety with Duz. You see, when you Duz everything in your wash, you've got the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. This new kind of soap beat them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who Duz. Duz does best. Duz everything. Duz invites you to visit the Goldberg. The people in the house on Jennifer Street are a study in moods. Molly is filled with joy after weeks of separation. Jake just called from the Hillcrest rest home where he went looking for her. He called expecting to talk to Elsie Warren, and to his surprise, Molly answered. But even though after these long, trying weeks she will soon see Jake again, the edge is taken off Molly's happiness because of the misunderstanding which is fast driving Elsie and Mike apart. Shocked by the revelations concerning Mike's past and her daughter's tie-up with the $25,000, Elsie has completely turned her back on Mike. Molly would like to intervene in Mike's behalf, but her hands are tied. Listen.
Mama, darling, looking out of the window won't bring Papa here any sooner.
Mama, looking out of the window wouldn't bring Papa here any sooner.
If I look out of the window, I'll see him sooner, no? Oh, Rosa, darling, soon mine eyes will behold your Papa, dear. Why is time such a changeable thing, why? Sometimes it flies like a rabbit, and sometimes it crawls like a snail. Rosalie, what time is it?
You just asked the time, Ma, only a minute ago.
All right, Rosalie, please. How can you be so possessive of your faculties? Papa's Papa to you, too, no?
Well, don't you think I'm just as excited as you are, Ma?
Yes, and I'm not excited, and I'm not beside myself. But sit down a minute. Come away from the window a second.
Isn't that the taxi stopping?
Oh, no.
Mike?
Hey, come in, Mike.
Sit down.
Elsie's in the kitchen. Well, why didn't you go in and talk to her?
No, there's nothing I can say to her. You got a match, Grandpa?
A match? No. Mike. Rosalie, go into the kitchen and get a match.
Never mind, Rosalie. Don't bother.
Mike, you want me to go in the kitchen? I'll go in and talk to Elsie, but I want to postpone it until my mind is more adjusted for the situation, until after I see Mr. Goldberg. Then I can put my mind on it.
Yeah, sure. But I don't want anybody to talk to Elsie. I don't want nobody pleading my case. If I ain't man enough for her, I don't deserve her, and the truth is I don't. I came here posing as something I wasn't. How was I supposed to know I'd fall for a dame at this late stage of the game? There's just one thing I want her to know. I wanted to know I wasn't kidding when I asked her to marry me. She believes that, that's all I want.
The taxi stopping?
No, Molly.
Molly, do me a favor.
Yeah?
Rosalie, get Mama's coat. Slip on your coat, Molly. Go out on the porch, walk up and down, because I'm getting nervous also with you. Go.
Yes.
You too, Rosalie.
All right, Uncle David. Where's your coat?
I'm hanging in the hall closet. Excuse me, Mike.
If it's all right with you, Mrs. Goldberg, I'm going back to Lastonbury with you.
Why not?
thanks.
Mr. Goldberg will advise you, Mike. He'll advise you if you want to buy a farm, if you want to be a farmer. He knows which farms have the farms, where the soil is rich and black and beautiful. You can buy a farm with or without. We bought with when we came from New York. 2 cows and 16 chickens and 1 pig. The pig we sold because it was useless to us. We sold it to our neighbor, Martha Wilberforce. And she had the pig alive for 6 months, and she had it dead for 6 months. And she lives alone, and she only slices off when she needs. And she had chops and chops and chops and chops, and she had bacon, and she had shoulder. It was wonderful. So when you look, darling, when you look, Mike, so we'll find. You'll see how we'll find a wonderful farm.
I don't want to be too far away from you.
No, just a little yonder or beyond. Below are some nice farms, too, Michael. You'll see. Oh, thank you, Rosie. And soon, everything will be settled. And as soon as Mr. Goldberg is here, and then we'll talk and talk and
go
talk
on,
and talk.
Please.
Yes.
Go.
Oh,
walk
so
back
and
down.
Go ahead, Mike. Mrs. Varley.
Don't, Grandpa.
Nothing.
Go in, Mike. Talk to her. The right word spoken at the right moment. Oh, there's no use, Grandpa. A woman will forgive a man for most anything if she's in love with him, but Elsie was never in love with me. Never. Maybe she would have married me, but she was never in love with me.
So, Survivor, she's going to marry you.
I didn't say she was going to. I said maybe.
Why?
Oh, because she was lonesome, because both her kids was grown up and away from her, and because a woman needs the companionship of a man, and maybe she thought I was a good schnook.
No, Michael, you're wrongly mistaken.
What?
Wrongly mistaken about Elsie.
About Elsie?
I mean, about Elsie, about her, and a little about women in general.
Yeah. Like what, Grandpa?
Like this, Michael. Take all the women in the world.
Yeah.
So what percentage of the women is that? 100%, right?
Yeah.
Now, how many are married?
Oh, about half, I figure.
All right. 50% is married and 50% is not.
Yeah. What's your point, Grandpa?
You'll see. So of the 50% that is unwedded, how many already have sweethearts and soon will be married?
Well, half of them, I figure.
So, that leaves only 25% of the women. From this, take away 5% who are already old maids. Now, take away another 5% for ladies burned by marriage once but never again. That leaves only 15% of the women still available, right?
Right.
And of these 15%, let's say, how many are young girls? Too young for a man your age to marry, Michael?
About 2/3 of them, I guess.
Right. So that leaves 5% around Elsie's age. Now, women in Elsie's age aren't always in the best of health. Maybe 2% are not. That leaves marriageable women like Elsie only 3% of the female population. Yeah? Now, just one more question, Michael.
Yeah.
What percentage of the men are like you? I mean, your age in eccentric?
Oh, I figure about a fourth.
So, there, you see it?
See what, Grandpa?
Plain. Logic, Mike. Logic. Women like Elsie is only 3%. Men like you are 25%. So that means that for every Elsie, there are at least 8 Mikes. In that case, why should Elsie want to pick a schnook to marry when she has a choice of 7 others?
Well,
it's logic, Mike, logic. Elsie picked you because she's in love with you, Michael. No other reason.
You certainly make a convincing case, Grandpa.
Of course. So listen to me, Mike. Don't throw away your life so easy. Take the bull by the tail. Go in and face Elsie. Talk. Words are magic. Go ahead.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Sure I'm right, sure.
Gee, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, too. Maybe you have a cigarette?
Yeah, oh, sorry, Grandpa. Shortage and all. But look, here's a cigar, a Mexican cigar they sell down here in Texas.
A Mexican cigar? All right. But go. Go, Mike. Talk to Mrs. Barr. Go.
If you think there's a chance.
Of course there's a chance. Okay. Go ahead.
Here, here's a match.
Thanks. A Mexican cigar. A Mexican cigar. Mike? Well? No?
Words sure are magic, Grandpa.
Mr. Logan, I'll need your room. But just as soon as you can get your things packed.
Oh, I get it, Elsie. You want me to leave?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to wait until Mary...
I don't think so.
But until Mr. Goldberg...
No. Okay. The sooner you leave, the better and the happier I'll be, Mr. Mike Hilton.
Okay, Elsie. Okay. If that's the way you want it, okay.
Well, it seems as if there's no joy without a little sorrow thrown in for good measure. Elsie Warren's request that Mike leave the house immediately is bound to cast a shadow on Molly's anticipated meeting with Jake, unless something or someone can change Elsie's mind. Ladies and gentlemen, a word from Molly.
I picked up my newspaper today, and I saw a picture of a postman going from door to door, ringing bells and delivering letters and telegrams. But these letters and telegrams are different from the kind of mail we look forward to. Our sons and brothers and husbands are dying to save us from the wickedness and fury of our enemies. When they die, the postman comes to our house. We at home can do many things to keep that postman from ringing bells more than is absolutely necessary. We can buy bonds so that we have all the money necessary to make this war as short and as quick as possible. A quick war and a victorious one will save the men we love. Every dollar we waste may bring a tragedy into some woman's life. Remember that when you think you can't afford to buy one more bond.
You know, it takes all-around ability to get to the head of the class. So when I say does is best, does everything in your wash, I want you to know does more. It does everything in your dishpan, too.
That's saying a lot.
Not for does. It really does everything for dishes. If you want suds that stand up till the last dish is done, does gives them to you. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water strikes it. And those suds really stand up so you don't keep pouring in more soap.
That's good.
And if you want really fast action on grease, Does gives you that, too. Just Does those frying pans and see how it cuts through stubborn grease without any hard scouring.
That's better.
And if you want extra kindness for your hands, then you want Does. It's kinder to them than any other leading wash day soap. Does leaves your hands wonderfully smooth and soft.
Say, that's best of all.
Oh, you like Does best of all. Because in the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. The tie that binds sometimes proves to be only a slipknot. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Don't stop saving used fat until Tokyo Surrenders Make Fat Fight On. Strain it into a clean can. Rush it to your butcher.